Oil executives are warning the White House that gas prices will worsen, creating immediate political pressure for an administration that campaigned on energy independence. The warnings suggest supply constraints or refining capacity issues that could drive consumer prices higher despite domestic production increases.
The timing is politically sensitive because higher gas prices directly affect consumer sentiment and voting behavior. Energy costs ripple through the entire economy, affecting everything from shipping costs to food prices. If oil executives are warning of price increases, they're likely seeing supply and demand dynamics that haven't yet reached public markets.
The warnings could reflect several factors: refining capacity constraints following recent facility closures, seasonal demand increases as summer driving season begins, or geopolitical tensions affecting global oil markets. The executives might also be signaling that current pricing doesn't reflect underlying market fundamentals.
Wärtsilä has successfully tested the world's first large-scale 100% hydrogen engine connected to Spain's electrical grid, marking a significant milestone in hydrogen energy development. This isn't just laboratory research. It's operational power generation using pure hydrogen as fuel.
The commercial implications are substantial. Hydrogen has long been promoted as a clean energy solution, but technical challenges around storage, transportation, and engine efficiency have limited practical applications. A successful large-scale hydrogen engine suggests these technical barriers may be overcome.
The Spanish grid connection demonstrates that hydrogen power can integrate with existing electrical infrastructure. This is crucial for scaling hydrogen energy because it doesn't require completely new distribution systems. Utilities can potentially retrofit existing power plants rather than building entirely new infrastructure.
However, the economics still depend on hydrogen production costs and availability. Most hydrogen is currently produced from natural gas, which defeats the environmental benefits. Green hydrogen production from renewable energy remains expensive and energy intensive, limiting commercial viability at scale.
Bank of America's Michael Hartnett is warning of a potential 1994 repeat that could hit stocks, referencing the bond market crash that caught many investors off guard. The comparison suggests concern about Federal Reserve policy changes and their impact on asset valuations.
The 1994 parallel is specific. Unexpected Fed tightening caused massive bond losses and equity volatility as investors repriced interest rate expectations. If Hartnett sees similar dynamics today, he's likely concerned about either inflation persistence or Fed policy miscommunication that could trigger similar market disruptions.
Goldman Sachs has scrapped 2026 Fed rate cuts, causing mortgage rates to climb as markets reprice monetary policy expectations. This represents a significant shift from earlier expectations of rate relief and suggests economists see more persistent inflationary pressures.
The mortgage market reaction is immediate and practical. Homebuyers, who were waiting for rate cuts to improve affordability, now face the prospect of rates staying higher for longer. This could further constrain housing markets that are already struggling with inventory shortages and affordability issues.
The rate outlook affects corporate financing decisions beyond residential mortgages. Companies with debt refinancing needs might accelerate borrowing schedules if they expect rates to stay elevated. The shift could also affect merger and acquisition activity, which relies heavily on debt financing.
Trump's support among independents has fallen 17 points since taking office, with AP NORC analysis showing the sharpest declines among non-college educated, Hispanic, and younger independents who backed him in 2024. The erosion among previous supporters suggests governing challenges are affecting political coalition stability.
The independent voter shift is politically crucial because these voters determine swing state outcomes. If Trump is losing support among demographics that helped him win in 2024, it could affect Republican prospects in upcoming midterm elections and complicate his ability to maintain unified party support.
The decline among non-college educated voters is particularly significant because this group formed the core of Trump's political coalition. If economic policies aren't delivering expected benefits for working class supporters, it could undermine the populist messaging that has been central to Trump's political brand.
Democrats are putting Trump's I love the inflation comment on billboards in 16 states, turning his words into attack ads before any formal campaign season begins. The billboard campaign suggests Democrats believe they've found effective messaging around economic issues.
The inflation messaging represents a strategic shift for Democrats who previously struggled to explain economic conditions during their time in power. By highlighting Trump's own words about inflation, they're trying to neutralize Republican attacks on economic management and turn inflation concerns against the current administration.